Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you are now listening into Kingdom Talk, and I just wanted to get on the line with you guys and just do a corporate prayer for the body of Christ. And the reason for this prayer is because right now in this season, I really feel like God is putting a serious timer on us to get right, to get focused, to be strengthened for what is coming to this world, to this earth. And we feel like we got a lot of time and that, you know, we could get it right, you know, when the time gets close or, you know, when we get the warning. But God said the warning has already come, you know. He's already given us the signs. He's already shown us that the coming back of Christ is now, not on the way. It's not happening soon. It is now. He is coming back, and we need to be ready. We need to be guarded up, you know. We need to be watchmen on the wall. We need to be praying without ceasing. We need to be diligent in our prayer life and vigilant as well and focused and of a sober mind, because right now we're already and a very heavy spiritual warfare. If you are a believer, I know you are feeling it. I know you can see it. I know you can hear it because it is happening. You know, the kingdom of darkness is upset because their timing is running out. You know, the time frame that they had, you know, to try God's people is coming to an end. You know, the time frame they had to, you know, take you out of here, knock you out of your journey, of your walk with Christ, it's coming to an end. They already had their season to test you, to tempt you, whatever it may be that God allowed. But God said that season is coming to an end. And now he wants us to prepare for the bigger battle that is to come. So now it's our time to come together as a body of Christ and get on one accord and do what we know best to do, which is to warfare and to pray and to fight our battles in the spirit realm where it actually counts, not with our words, not with our hands, not, you know, saying things that sound good, but to actually war against the enemy and back the kingdom of darkness up off of God's people, which is really ultimately what is needed right now. So we just going to jump right in. Father God, we thank you on today, oh Father God. We ask that you would just forgive us of our sins, oh God, for the ones that we know and the ones that we don't, oh God. We ask right now that you would just have your way, oh Father God. We pray right now that the fire of your Holy Ghost will fall even on this line, oh Father God, for every listener right now. God, burn up everything around them, oh Father God, and in them that is not like you, oh Father God. We pray right now that you would just touch us, oh Father God. I pray that you would change us, oh God, from the inside out, oh Father God. Help us right now to be stronger, to be wiser, to be more bold, oh Father God, and courageous, as your word tells us to, oh Father God. Lord, we just thank you right now, oh Father God, for just being in the midst, oh God. We thank you for many are called, but few are chosen. And we thank you for being a chosen people, a blessed people, oh Father God. Help us right now to continue to fortify the kingdom of God. Help us right now, oh Father God, to continue to cover us, cover ourselves in the full armor of God. Cover ourselves in the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword which is your word. Girt our loins about with truth, and let our feet be shod about with the preparation of the gospel, the peace, oh God. Be our fortress and our buckler on today, oh Father God. Lord, right now we pray that every fiery, wicked dart of the enemy is dropping to the ground, oh Father God. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, coming in agreement, canceling every assignment and every attack of the enemy. Satan, we rebuke you right right now in the name of Jesus, and we command you to back up off of God's children. We command you to loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying for the body of Christ, oh Father God, that we will come together, that we will unify on one accord so that your glory may fall in the house, oh Father God. We need you, oh Father God, to saturate that place, oh Father God. We need you to come into our homes, into our churches, and into our communities right now, into our schools right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. For you said there's no power greater than the power of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. And you said, oh Father God, in the end that every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow, saying that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we thank you on today, oh Father God, that you are mighty in battle. We thank you right now that there's nothing too hard for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we pray right now, oh God, that you will continue to cover your people, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Teach our hands how to war, God. Put the words in our mouth to speak, oh Father God, so that we may come against the enemy and not against our brothers and sisters, oh Father God. For you told us in your word, oh God, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and wickedness and high places, oh God. We come against the principalities on this morning, oh Father God. We come against the prince of the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood right now, oh Father God, against every unclean spirit that is coming to oppress your people, oh Father God. And we pray for their deliverance right now, for their healing on today, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that your perfect will be done, oh Father God, for there's nothing too hard for you. You're able to do it. You're able to fix it right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood right now over your people, over their homes, over their doorposts and their window pane right now, God. We release your legions of angels right now to go up in warfare on our behalf, oh Father God. We're praying right now that the whole heavenly host, oh Father God, will fight on our behalf, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing that you can't do, oh Father God. You're able to break every chain and destroy every yoke, oh Father God. I pray right now that your people, oh Father God, will stay flat-footed in your word, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that we won't be like a dog that returneth unto his vomit, oh God, but I pray that we will continue to keep our total deliverance and our total healing, oh Father God, that we would choose you, that we would choose salvation, oh Father God, that we would choose the truth, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said you came that we may have life and life more abundantly. I pray on today that we would choose life in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying right now, oh Father God, that you would just be in the midst, God. We need you right now like never before, oh Father God. Your people need you on today, oh Father God. And Lord, right now we pray, oh Father God, that you will complete the work that you started in us, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for forming us in our mother's womb, oh Father God, for having an expected plan for our life, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, oh God. We thank you for your agape love on today, oh God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we thank you that there's nothing too hard for you, oh Father God. We put every situation and every problem in your hand, oh Father God, and we trust you, oh Father God. We thank you right now that you're about to send your fire, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that fire can consume, but fire also can refine. So we thank you right now that for the believer, it will be a refiner's fire. But for everything that's not like God, it will be a consuming fire, and it will burn up everything that's not like God that is in its way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, that you're burning it up right now, oh, Father God. You're burning up, oh, Father God, all the witchcraft right now, all the voodoo dust, oh, Father God, every candle right now, oh, Father God. You're burning it up right now, every crystal right now, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every shrine right now, every satanic altar right now in the name of Jesus, you're burning it up in the spirit realm right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, just have your way on today, oh Father God. We come on this morning, oh Father God, to cut off the head of every serpent and every scorpion right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for divine protection, oh God. We pray right now that no weapon is formed against your people, it shall not be able to prosper. For you said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. We thank you for divine protection, oh Father God. We thank you for the hedge of protection right now in the name of Jesus that is all around us, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that 1,000 will fall at our left and 10,000 at our right hand, but none shall come nigh our dwelling. We thank you right now for keeping us from danger seen and unseen, oh God. We thank you for the blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus that we are marked, oh Father God. We thank you that every plague right now, oh God, every sickness, every disease, oh Father God, is passing over us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh Father God, for it could have been us, oh God, but we thank you that by being in the will and in the covenant, oh Father God, it will cover us, it will keep us, it will sustain us, oh God, by being obedient to your word, oh Father God, that warning will come before destruction, oh God. We thank you right now that the Holy Ghost is all-knowing, oh God, that it leads us and guides us into all truth, oh God. We thank you on today, oh Father God, that you're ordering our footsteps, oh Father God. We thank you right now that we're walking by faith and not by sight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for we know that it's not what it looks like, oh God. We know right now, oh Father God, that the world is waxing colder and colder, oh Father God, but we thank you, oh God, that you are with us, oh God, for you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. So we thank you on today for that, for your faithfulness to us, oh God, for your commitment to us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask right now that you will continue to strengthen us, God, everywhere where we are weak, make us strong on today, oh Father God. Lord, right now, pour into our virtues, oh Father God, fill us up, oh God, with a refilling of your Holy Ghost, oh God, more of your anointing, more of your power, more of your spirit, oh God. Lord, please don't take your spirit from us on today, oh God. We can't do none of this without you, oh God. We need your presence, oh God. We need your anointing power, your deliverance power, oh God. We need you right now to touch us, oh Father God, to break every chain and destroy every yoke of bondage of the enemy in our life, oh Father God. We need you right now to cover the babies on today, oh God. Cover them right now in the mighty name of Jesus while they're at their schools, while they're in the communities right now, God. Lord, we pray right now, oh Father God, that the angels will cover them, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will hover over them on today. As you hover over the waters, God, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. And we pray right now for guidance for the children, oh Father God. We pray right now, oh Father God, that you would send a ram in the bush for them, oh God. We pray right now, oh God, that we will begin to start snatching our children back from the hands of the enemy, oh God, delivering our children from every spirit of deception, oh Father God, from every spirit of addiction, oh Father God, from everything that's not like you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now, oh Father God, that you would just have your way. Have your way, oh Father God. Cover the babies right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood of the Lamb right now over them, oh God. We pray right now, oh God, that we will get the victory, oh Father God, that we will have victory against the enemy, oh God, that is trying to snatch the children through video games, through music, through movies, through cartoons right now. We plead the blood, oh Father God, against every witch and every warlock right now, oh Father God, for you said suffer not a witch to live in the name of Jesus. Lord, everything that's being sent to the children, God, we reverse the curse even now, oh Father God. Break every chain, God. Deliver them from every spirit of deception and manipulation. Oh, Father God, loose your truth in their atmosphere, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, we put it all in your hands, oh, Father God, for you said you protect babies and fools, oh, Father God. Cover your children on today, oh, God. Lord, we're praying right now, oh, Father God, that they will be brought out, oh, Father God. Lord, we put a clarion call out, oh, Father God, to your children, oh, Father God, that once knew you, oh, God, every prodigal son, oh, God, every backslider right now, oh, God, we pray that they will come back to the house of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, that you would do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we plead the blood, oh Father God, over every widow right now, over the elderly right now, oh Father God, over the poor and over the needy, oh God, cover them right now. Cover them as they're out on the street, the homeless people, oh Father God. And we're praying right now that they will have shelter, oh God, that you will provide for them as only you can, oh God. Know that you will provide a meal for them as only you can, oh Father God. Lord, bless them right now, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said you hear the cries of your people, oh Father God, and that you collect our tears, oh God. So we thank you on today, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would send them help on today, that you would not leave them without, oh Father God. You said you supply every need, that you are Jehovah Jireh, their provider, oh Father God. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah seeking you, God. We thank you on today, oh God. There's nothing that you're not able to do, oh Father God, but we're lifting it up to you, oh God. We're putting a petition up for your people, God, interceding on behalf of the lost souls, oh Father God, the broken, the hurting, the dying, the sick, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, we're filling the gap on this morning, oh Father God, asking right now, oh Father God, that you would just be in the midst, oh Father God, that you would show up in this community right now, oh Father God, that you would cover this place in the blood right now, that you would bring about a great deliverance, oh God, a great revival, oh God, when the people would turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, then you will heal the land, for this land needs a healing, oh Father God. The people need you on today, oh Father God. They think they need temporary things, but it's only one Savior. It's only one way to get to the Father, and that's through the Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you on today that there is no other way, God. We thank you right now that you are the truth and the light, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that your light, oh Father God, will consume every darkness, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh Father God, Lord, that you're doing miracle signs and wonders always. We thank you right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're exposing the plots and the plans of the enemy, oh Father God. If only we are watching and listening, oh Father God, we will see, oh Father God, what you are saying and what you are doing, oh Father God, because you are moving in the spirit realm. And we thank you right now, oh Father God, and even though the world is going through right now, you are still blessing. You are still providing. You are still making ways out of no ways, oh Father God. So we thank you on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you are able, that you are a man, that you shall not lie. We thank you on today, oh Father God, that your word cannot return unto you void, oh God, but it will go out and perform everything that you told it to, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God. We thank you, oh God, for every blessing, big and small. We thank you, oh God, for having us to be able to have every need met, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that we're not lacking nothing, oh God. We thank you on today, oh Father God, that you have never let us go under, oh Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, even when we made bad decisions, oh Father God, that was meant to destroy us, oh God. You still saved us, oh God. And for that, we thank you right now, oh Father God. For you said the ways of a man seemeth right, but in the end is destruction, God. Thank you for not allowing us to destroy ourselves, God. We thank you on today. We come against every self-sabotage spirit, every self-destructive spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, thank you for the renewed mind and the purified heart on today, oh God. Help us right now, oh Father God, to renew our minds and to purify our hearts, oh God, and to rebuke those thoughts that are not like God in the name of Jesus. Help us to cast down every imagination and every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge and the power of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. You said my people perish from a lack of knowledge. Help us right now to obtain more knowledge, more wisdom, oh Father God. Help us to seek wisdom, oh Father God, not money, not silver and gold, but the wisdom of God. Help us to seek heavenly wisdom, godly wisdom, so that we can make better decisions, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us right now to realign our emotions, oh Father God, and not to operate out of feelings or flesh, but out of our spirit, man. Help us right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be slow to speak and quick to hear, oh, Father God. Help us to bridle our tongue, oh, God, for you said life and death lies in the power of our own tongue, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So help us to speak life into our own situation, God. Help us to speak life over others, oh, God, over our ministry, over our neighborhood, oh, Father God. Help us right now in the name of Jesus to walk in power and authority, oh, God. Help us right now to not be afraid of their faces, oh, Father God. But, Lord, on today, Lord, strengthen us right now. Put the words in our mouth to speak, God. Lord, we pray on today, oh, Father God, that everything that's not like God would flee in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said it's power in the name of Jesus. All we have to do is call on the name of Jesus and believe. And call on your name with faith, and things will begin to change. Things will begin to flee. Things will begin to shift in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said without faith, it is impossible to please you. So we thank you on today, oh, Father God. Strengthen the people's faith, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you're able and you have proven time and time again that you are a living God. You are a powerful God, a strong God, a mighty God in battle. You know, we say, for every name that you hold, we thank you for being a great I am that I am, for being Emmanuel, Hosanna, Hosanna, God. We thank you for being the great physician, God, for being Alpha and Omega, oh, God, for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God. We thank you on today, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we don't take it for granted that we had another chance to get right with you, God. We thank you for redeeming us, oh, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God. We just ask that you will continue to cover your people, God. Continue to enlighten them, oh, God, and expose the plans of the enemy, God. Continue, oh, Father God, to reveal to them your truth right now. And we pray that every lie will be exposed and every hidden thing done in the dark will be brought to the light, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue, oh God, to teach us, to help us, to mature us in the spirit realm, God. Help us to continue to take the beam out of our own eyes, oh God. Teach us right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, how to correct ourselves, God, how to go to prayer to you, oh, Father God, and ask you to reveal us to ourselves, oh, God, because sometimes it's just not always others, it's us. We have to change. We have to forgive. We have to make the choice to surrender all and to decide that we want to do this thing wholeheartedly, oh God. Help us to not be lukewarm Christians, oh God, but help us to be on fire for you, oh God. Holy Ghost fire, oh God, and let us be filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we can't do nothing in this walk without the power of the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, I pray on today that your believers will be filled with the Holy Ghost fire so that we may be able to fight against the enemy, oh God, and help us as believers to continuously fast and seek your face, oh Father God. For you said some spirits only come out through fasting and praying, God. So help us to fast, oh God, to be able to deal with these demons that is in our life that is coming up against us, oh Father God. And I pray right now that you would just have your way, oh Father God. Have your way on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help your believers to not be weary and well-doing on today. Help them right now to continue to fight this fight, oh Father God. Continue to stand for the kingdom of God, even when everyone else turn, oh Father God. Help them to continue, oh God, to walk with you, oh God, to walk by faith, oh Father God. Even when, oh, Father God, it doesn't look good and it doesn't feel good and it doesn't sound good, God. But help us to continue to put you first, oh, God. Help us to continue to trust in your word and your voice right now. Continue to help your believers to stand on your promises in the mighty name of Jesus until it happens, oh, God. Help them right now to Hang on to your hand, oh, Father God, and don't let go until you bless their soul. Help them right now, oh, Father God, to have the strength and the tenacity as the woman with the issue of blood, oh, Father God. If they could just touch the hem of your garment and be made whole, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, make your people whole on today, God. Fill the void in them, oh, God, so they're not seeking for it through man, oh, Father God, through things, oh, Father God, in places right now, God. We pray right now that we will allow the agape love to overtake us right now in the name of Jesus, so we're not searching for it in the wrong things and people and places, God. We just pray on today that we would allow you to be God in our life, that we would allow you to be our Savior, that we would allow you to be our Father in the name of Jesus. Some of the things that we ask you for, we don't have because we don't allow you to, God. Help us to open up our hearts and our minds and to let you come in and let you have your way and allow Jesus to really take the wheel. We say it as a cliche. We say it as a game when we're frustrated, but in all honesty, it is a real thing that we should cry out. We should pray, Jesus, take the wheel, and then allow ourselves to rest in that and to have peace with it and to be settled in whatever way God allows the situation to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to not put our hands in the midst, our mouths or our feet, but help us to step aside and allow God to move and to flow in our life and begin to do things that we could have never imagined, things that we could have never done, things that was stuck and never would change for a lifetime. You know, we can be delivered and set free from the generational curses. We don't have to be like our parents and our grandparents. We can be different because we are covered in the blood. We are adopted into the kingdom. We can be saved. We can be changed. We can live a different life. We can be blessed and holy and righteous, and our bloodline can be saved. And we just thank you for that on today, because you didn't have to do it, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, for everything that you've chosen to do for us, oh, God. We thank you for having the patience with us as we're learning and we're growing and we're forever evolving. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you have just never given up on us, even when we have given up on you, even when we turned our back on you, oh, Father God, you still loved us. So we thank you on today, and we thank you, and we give you our life, our minds, our hearts, our spirits right now, because we can never repay you for giving your only begotten Son. So now we can just give you ourselves, our time, our love, and present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, oh, God. Lord, right now I'm just praying, oh, Father God, that we would give you back what you deserve, which is our worship, our praise, our prayer right now. Lord, we just thank you right now for everything that you've done for us and with us and everything that you're even trying to do right now. Because it's us, we have to allow you. We have to step aside. We have to be ready to receive. We have to be in the position to get everything that you're offering us, oh, God. So, Lord, I just pray that we would have an ear to hear you, God, that we won't harden our hearts to your voice and to your word, God. I pray right now that we would have an open heart and an open mind for what you are trying to do, whatever it may be, even if it's for us to forgive, even if it's for us to apologize, even if it's for us to turn the other cheek, God. We only want the things from you that are glitz and glamour and that are fun and that are blessings. But sometimes the blessing is in God making us go back and say sorry. Sometimes the blessing is in us humbling ourselves. That may save our life. That may get us in, because that may be the very thing that is keeping us from being heaven bound. Lord, I ask right now that even the hard things, even the things that don't feel good, even the things that makes us cry and uncomfortable, God, that we will allow you to do it, that we would allow you to continue to keep pressing us and molding us and beating us so you can get the glory and the honor out of our lives, so you can mold us into the women and men of God you called us to be, that you can continue to take everything out of us that is not like you, God. Help us right now, oh, Father God, to go through the pressing, the shaking, the beating, whatever it may be, so that we may be in right standing with you, O Father God. Help us to not despise the chastisement, because you said you chastise those that you love. And we thank you right now, O Father God, for doing the work in us, God. We thank you right now for revealing everything in us that's not like God. Just as you exalt us, we can't go to a new level with these things in our hearts, in our spirits, in our minds. We have to get clean. We have to get washed and purged in the blood. We have to be purified in the mighty name of Jesus, so that everything you called us to do will not be tainted by what we feel and what we think, but by that we would allow the Holy Ghost to have its way, that we would allow the Holy Ghost to speak, that we would allow the Holy Ghost to rest, rule, reign, and abide in our life, O Father God, so that the truth may come forth. And Lord, we just thank you on today, O Father God, for giving us the wisdom, for allowing us to be humble before you, O God, for allowing you to have your way and the Holy Spirit to just show up and show out, O Father God. We just thank you for even being on this line right now, that the people may know that you are real and that you are able, so that the body of Christ may know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are victorious as long as we give the battle to the Lord, because it belongs to him. And as long as we keep staying in the face of God and staying focused and staying prayed up, we will come out better than we went in. So, Lord, we thank you on this morning for everything that is coming forth for the believers and for the body of Christ. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you're preparing us for greater. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you are about to bring us forth like never before. For those that allow you to move, you're about to do mighty, great things. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, even though we may be scared and we may not know this new territory and these uncomfortable places, but, God, we trust you right now. We trust you, oh, God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We trust you right now that you have greater plans for us, that you have things for us that our minds cannot conceive, God. We thank you on today in the name of Jesus that before anything comes, you will prepare us. You will show us what our next move is. You will show us what it is that needs to be done. You will show us how to prepare for everything that's coming, for the famine, for the calamity, for the war, because all of these things are coming and it's going to hit the earth very hard. America is not exempt. It is coming to us, but God will prepare his believers. God will give us a plan. God will give us the blueprint on how to survive through this thing. Just as he did for Joseph, he's going to make a way for us to survive and be maintained and have an overflow. Knows all and sees all. But we just have to be obedient to his word and to his voice. Help us to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing, because God is forever moving, forever speaking. But are we listening? Help us to silence the noise and the distractions. Help us to remove the hindrances and the stumbling blocks out of our life. Help us to stand firm and flat-footed on your word. God, we just thank you today. We just thank you for who you are, God, for your spirit, for your power, your might, and your love, your mercy, and your grace, your forgiveness, God. We just thank you. We know that we can't do nothing without you. We give you the reverence, the glory, the praise, and the honor, God. We love you on today, oh, Father God. We esteem you like never before, oh, Father God, for you're a good God, a just God, a mighty God, a holy God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, for you are able to do the impossible. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that you loved us enough, oh, Father God, to give us another chance to be reconnected to you, God, through your son. So, Lord, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for just loving us like no one has ever loved us. We just thank you for that love. We thank you right now for your patience with us, God. You could have counted us off a long time ago, God, but you still see fit to just cover us when we don't even know we need to be covered. And we thank you for that. You cover our families, our communities. God, we just thank you on today. We just thank you right now, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that you don't allow the enemy to have his way. And we thank you for the free will that you're allowing people to choose to live. We have the choice whether we want to live or die. And I thank you for just giving us the opportunity to choose life on today, to choose you, to choose salvation, to choose redemption and deliverance and healing by saying yes to the call, by saying yes to your will, by saying yes to your word. We thank you on today, for you said obedience is better than sacrifice. And we just thank you right now by our obeying your voice, your word, that there's certain promises that we get from just being obedient to you. And we thank you for that on today. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory on today. God, we lift you up, oh God. We thank you. We love you. Lord, cover everyone that was tuning in, oh Father God. Cover their households in the blood, their ministries right now. Cover them, oh God. Help them to learn to protect their anointing. Help them right now to cover and guard their heart. Help them right now, oh Father God, to just be covered and shielded in you, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you on today for this radio network, for Kingdom Talk, for my leader, Apostle Thea Patterson. We thank you right now for our ministry, Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries. We thank you right now for all the great things that you're doing through the ministry, oh God. We thank you for the things that are coming forth, oh Father God, for the soup kitchens right now, oh Father God, for the programs for children to get off the street, God. We just thank you that you're doing such great things in this season. We thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen.
For I hear the Spirit of the Lord. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, who will go for me? Who will go for me? If that is you, put your hands in the air right now. Now, with your hands still there, I just want you to close your eyes, because I'm going to release to you the vision that the Lord just showed me. Literally, I saw portals beginning to open, kind of like these lights in the ceiling. And portals began to open, and through these portals came angels with ancient mantles that they began to release. And I decree and declare to you by the Spirit of the living God that the God you read about, the God you seek after, where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of Abraham? Where is the God of Moses? Today, I enter into you and I say go into Africa. Kingdom advancement. This is something that I'm hearing the Lord say right now. He is literally going to begin to advance his government and superimpose his government on the government of the nation. I hear I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that my government will be known in the nation. My laws will be known in the nation. But it shall be known through you. Who will go for me, says the Spirit of the living God. Who will go for me, says the Spirit of the living God. And if that is you, I decree and declare a spirit of kingdom advancement upon you. May you get an edge like never before. May you receive power and authority and confidence and boldness like you never had before. I release the portals of God and expand them now for supernatural genius, political insight, and governmental strategies to come down into your spirit. Kingdom advancement is now. That's the Spirit of the living God.